Now we have the next season. You see, trumpets are connected with the judgment that's coming. Now, what follows after that? Why, the holy season of the great day of atonement. Verses 26 through 32. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, also on the 10th day of this 7th month, you notice again, there shall be a day of atonement. It shall be a holy convocation unto you. Ye shall afflict your souls. And by the way, this is the only day they were to afflict their souls. But this is the day that atonement was made for their sins. Now, we went over all of this in chapter 16. And the further word is to call our attention again to the emphatic statement, which is repeated three times here, ye shall afflict your souls. It was a solemn day rather than a feast day, and it's in contrast to all the others. In contrast to this, it is interesting to note that the trumpet of Jubilee was sounded every 50 years on the Day of Atonement, and that it denoted joy and rejoicing. My deliverance when the price was paid for your salvation and mine. This is the year of Jubilee. What a glorious year that must have been. Now we come to the last feast that's mentioned, and that is the holy season of tabernacles. Verse 33, and the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of the 7th month. Notice three feast days in the 7th month. You have a 7th day, a 7th week, you have a 7th month, you have a 7th year, and then you have a 7th year, which is the year of Jubilee. We'll see that later. And we're told here the 15th day of this 7th month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days unto the Lord. On the first day shall be a holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein. 7 days ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. On the 8th day shall be a holy convocation unto you, and ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. It's a solemn assembly, and ye shall do no servile work therein. Now, this feast was both a memorial, and it was a prophetic holy season, you see. It followed the great day of atonement by only just a few days. And as a memorial, it spoke of their days of wandering in the wilderness when they dwelt in booths. And it points prophetically to the time when God has fully removed their sin. They'll dwell again safely in the promised land. And it's the millennium. And notice what he says in Zechariah 12:10. I'll pour upon the house of David, upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the spirit of grace and of supplications. And they shall look upon me whom they've pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. And then again in Zechariah 13:1, in that day there shall be a fountain open in the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness. And Micah says in chapter 4, verse 4, but they shall sit every man under his vine, under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord of hosts hath spoken it. They surely haven't come to that day so far. Now, 37 and 38, these are the feasts of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations. Now, this is a special emphasis on the feast days to reveal in what God delights for the benefits of his people, and it speaks to us in a very definite way. Now, we are told in 39 through 44, also in the 15th day of the 7th month, when you've gathered in the fruit of the land, you shall keep a feast unto the Lord 7 days. Now, after the great day of atonement, when there was made a full expiation of their sins, and the harvest and the fruit of the land was gathered in, there was observed this very joyful occasion. They were to dwell in booths, to remind them of the wilderness, but also to point them to the future. They all died in faith, not having received the promises, having seen them afar off and embraced them. They're looking forward to that day when they again will not dwell in booths in a wilderness, but they will be in a millennial age. That's a hope, friends, for this earth. Now, the holy season will be observed during the millennium. And we're told in Zechariah 14, I'm not going to read that, but you ought to read that chapter. It's a tremendous chapter. We're told that if they don't come up to Jerusalem for the Feast of Tabernacles, they'll be in trouble, and you can get in trouble in the time of the millennium, by the way. We'll have to see that later. Now, this feast is not only prophetic of the millennium, but it also points to eternity and the everlasting kingdom. Listen to this, Revelation 21:3, and I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. This is the fulfillment of the great Feast of Tabernacles. For 7 days in the seventh month, they were to rejoice. This speaks of the final and full rejoicing of God's earthly people, and his heavenly people will be with him in the New Jerusalem. Friends, there's a great future ahead for us. You know it.